Alright, so continuing with the problem from yesterday. Right, what's the problem that we left off with? Is the machlokas, right, the question in the Gemara of miktsas tekiya. Right? Miktsas tekiya. I mean, the Gemara basically, that's what Rab is. Shoma miktsas tekiya. Right? And the Gemara says it's either tchila below sof or sof below tchila. Right? You heard one end of the tekiya, and we're learning it's the proper shear. You heard the proper shear, but it was incomplete. You didn't hear the complete call. Okay. You didn't hear the complete call. So would you be Yotzi or not? Right? Yeah. Right, let's just get the facts straight here. In other words, from the Gemara Chof Zion, what's the case in Chof Zion with the Chatzotros? It's a kosher call. Right? The call is good. There's nothing wrong with the call. Right? It's just drowned out by the Chatzotros. Yeah, according to the Gemara's Havmina. Right? And the Gemara wanted to say, so you see that you can be Yotze with the sof tekiya, below tchila. Right? Sof tekiya below tchila. And the Gemara concludes you can't prove that. Correct? Because you really are Yotze, because you would hear the kol shofar anyway, even with the chatzotros. The only reason they're marech is not to be yotze, but to show that that's the mitzvah zion. Correct? Okay. So in other words, even when the kol is, because the Gemara on Chof Ches deals with another case, right, where it's where you hear it, where he starts to blow before Omer Dashaka. Starts to blow his mind is puzzle. And then it continues into the yom, right? So that case the Gemara says everybody agrees is no good, right? That case everybody agrees is no good because you didn't have the a full call shofar, the behechsher, right? But the question is when you have a full call shofar, but you only hear part of it. Right? Either like on the Gemara Chof Zion, because the first half, according to the Havmi, was drowned out by the Chatzotros, or like on the Gemara over here, on Chof Ches, because of the Havamina that the Tokeya was Besoch HaBor when he started. So for the Shomei Al Svas HaBor, he'd only hear part of that tekiya. Correct? But that itself is a question. That itself is what the Gemara is analyzing. And that's what we were gonna focus on, right? Am I right? That assuming the kol itself is good, it's tekiya v'yad sof, right? That it was blown in the proper zman. If you only hear part of it, can you be Yotzi or not? Yeah. So what do you say? What do you say over here? I know everyone agrees you need the entity of kol because it has to be bisman that it's bisman chiyuva, biyom essentially. The only question is, do you have to hear the whole kol? Yeah. So what's another way to put the question? Okay.
Does the shmiya have to be like simultaneous with the production?
Okay, that's right. That's a good. In other words, is it? What are you missing when you? Another way to look at it. I'm not sure if this is right or if it's gonna. But you see, this is what I mean by defining the question. Sometimes just defining the question can help you to think about it. does, you could say, you could phrase the question this way. Does the Shmia have to be commensurate with the Tkiyah? In other words, what am I lacking if I only heard Miktsas HaKol? That my Shmia was not, that the Shmia is not congruous with the Tkiyah. Okay? The blowing. In other words, take the blowing. Take the production call. Take, what do you have? You have a long tekiah, so you have a long maisa of blowing, and you don't have keneged it the same amount of shmiah. Okay. Let's forget about shofar for a minute. Let's just see other cases of halacha. If we can maybe take a quick tour of other cases of halacha and see if there's anything that would be similar to this or obviously not like this. And maybe we can try to figure out, you know, what's special, what's different about this case. I mean, other cases where you wouldn't have these questions. These questions simply don't arise. So give me a case where it's this question is silly. No one would ever have a question like this.
Megillah.
Okay. What would be the question?
If you come in the middle
of Yotzei, that's Dabar Pashut. Dabar Pashut. But over there, so why is it definitely not a question over there? Because there the mitzvah is to read the entire Megillah. And the entire Megillah is defined by a definite amount of psukim and psukim. Right? You can't extend the Megillah. You can't say, I'm going to make a longer Megillah. So I listen to the regulation size Megillah, and but somebody who's reading extra innings Megillah, do I have to get all this? It's just nonsensical. There's no makom for a question like that. There's just no makom. Right? You can't construct the case. You simply can't construct the case like that. Tekiah has something unique. It's true. There's something unique about tekiah in the sense that it has a description, but not really a limited, not really a fixed definition, right? I mean, it has a certain category of tekiah, but there could be many. It could be many forms. It could be nine beats long. It could be 20 beats long.
Ain
shir lamala. It's just a shir lamato. It's just a shir lamato. That's true. That's true. What about if someone would say, you only need to eat a kazayas of matzah on Pesach? What if my matzah is really big? Say, oh, now you're in trouble. Because if you just start the matzah, you don't finish it, you're going to have tchilas matzah below self. I mean, that's a ridiculous question. Right? There's no kash like that. It's silly. So why is that? Because there the mitzvah is simply a maisa, right? It's a maisa achilas matzah. The cheftza, there's no mitzvah of affecting the cheftza in any way. The mitzvah is purely an asiya, right? The mitzvah is purely asiya. It's the maisa achila, and the shear of kizayis is when your maisa achila is qualified, right? Shear of kizayis ain't achila pachas mikizayis. So the mitzvah is a ma'isa achila, and the shir is just defines when you've completed the ma'isa achila. Right? But there'd be no regard to the size of the matzah you're eating. It's irrelevant. It's completely irrelevant. Right? So the other side would be like I mentioned yesterday. Let's say you have a lulav, so you have to pick the whole thing up. Right, you have to pick the whole thing up. So that's also an obvious thing because because the mitzvah over there is to affect a certain change. Right, that's similar to the kosher situation. You have to affect a certain change, so you have to be no-till the entire chesed. Just because my lulav could have been shorter, right? So you don't say, well, I picked up the amount that I picked up the shear that it had to be, right? That's not a good that you wouldn't be yotze because it's a chefza,
And the mitzvah is to create, the mitzvah is to effectuate a certain change in the chefetz of being notel, netila. And doing it to part of it doesn't qualify it. Right? Okay. Like lifting half of it off the table. No, let's say half of it is still, let's say you just picked up the back and then half of it is still resting. Assuming that's not a deal. But it would either be good or bad because the whole thing is considered to be lifted up or not. You wouldn't say it's kosher because four tefachim are up. Huh? No. Because it's the whole entity of lulav. You have to relate, you have to create a netila in the entire chefza.
Without remembering Amalek.
So how do you understand the mitzvah of shofar? How do you understand shofar? So what would you say in order to say that you're going to be yotzei by listening to half of it? Right? So how would you understand that? In other words, he's tokea a double tekiah. He blows a double tekiah. And what? As long as I listen to a shear of tekiah, I'm yotzei. Right? That's the case. He would say that you need to produce a call. You need to produce a chefza. Right? You need to produce a chefza. But once you have that entity, your mitzvah is an activity of shmia. Right? It's a shmia. And as long as you're shomea, the amount of tekiah, that is the minimal shear of tekiah, you're shomea tekiah.
Once it was the daytime, you heard it.
In other words, the kol shofar has to be produced. There is the kol shofar, the Gemara says, if someone's misasek, right, just accidentally. Or let's say the wind blows through the shofar and produces a sound, right? Even if you're going to say the mitzvah is shmia, there still are halachic requirements in the production of the kol. For instance, a woman couldn't blow the shofar, couldn't produce the kol for a man, right? Because she's not chayiv in the mitzvah. So even if you're going to say when we say shmia, it still requires a production of an entity of kol shel mitzvah, right? So that was what Rabbah said to Abaye. Because if you started in the Laila and you continued into the Yom, then you're really lacking. You're lacking your asiyas mitzvah. You're lacking an asiyah. You're lacking the production of kol. Because part of the production of this chefza was not bisman chiyuva, and then it seems like this: even if you're going to say shmia, right, that you can tune in for half and do a maisa shmia on half, the production of the kol cannot be in half. The asiya of the kol itself is one activity. You understand? So if you started the asiya balayla, that's not a maisa of asiyas kol. Okay? So then it's the same exact activity that's continuing into the yom. So you're lacking in the your maisa of asiyas kol is not the hechsher. So you need to have the kol produced completely by yom in order to say that it was produced b'chiyuv, right? That's a chefetz of it's an entity of kol shofar, the mitzvah. But now that it exists, now that it's existing, in order for me to be yotzei, I simply have to what? I have to do a shmia, a shmias tekiah. What's the Shmiyas Tekiya? It's the Shmiya of the Cheftza of Tekiya, Keshir Tekiya. Be like eating a Cheftza of Matzah to the Shir of Achila. If you're going to want to go that way. In other words, the Shmiyas Tekiya has to be the Shir of Tekiya. Right? Otherwise, you're not doing a Maisa of Shmiyas Tekiya.
You could hear the middle of it?
Yeah, it would be the same thing. It would make no difference. The end, the middle, the beginning, makes no difference. In other words, if you would follow this analogy through, you'd say like this. You'd say the production of the coal is just like a heksher. It's like a heksher. It's producing the material that you can do your mitzvah with. But when are you active? When are you doing your mitzvah? Shmiya. Okay, so if I take the coal and I'm shomeya a shir tekiya on a chefta that's roy to be a tekiya, then I'm shomeya tekiya. Then I did a maisa of shmiyas tekiya. I did a shmiya of tekiyas kol shofar.
You call that like a...
It's like, in other words, what's hard about it is sort of trying to make Shmiyah very active. Shmiyah is an active process, where normally Shmiyah is a passive process. Right? You can concentrate. That's where you can be active. But the Shmiyah is not active. This is sort of trying to make the Shmiyah like into an action. If you'd want to go that way. You know what I mean? It's sort of like I have to internalize a tekiah of shofar through my shmiya. So, but a tekiah has a shear. So it doesn't matter how long the actual blowing is. Right? I have to sort of grab b'shmiya enough that's called, that has the, that it can say, I grabbed a shear tekiah. With my ear. Sounds a little ridiculous. Right? It's very difficult to... it's difficult to take it to that extreme. But, yeah. But, you know, it's... The problem is, like, if you're just going to say you need to hear it, right? So then you're saying... This is sort of the way we were going yesterday. If you're going to say you need to hear it... Then the emphasis is on the it, right? Then you say, well, I didn't hear it. I heard half of it. Right? Say, if you say you just need to hear it, so then that means to say that there's a definition of tekiya outside of you. Right? And you have to... be cognizant of it through Shmiya. Right? But then if I only heard half, so... See, that's sort of like turning the tekiya into a lulav. And saying, just like I have to be no-tail a lulav, right? I have to take the cheftza of tekiya and do something to it. But to the whole cheftza. The whole cheftza has to be nishmas. Like qualified as as having me heard it. But then you can't really fiddle, you can't mess around with the thing anymore. You can only say, I got it or I didn't get it. But getting half of it is nothing. Now it's how are we gonna view this relationship? Yeah. Then you can know, right. I mean, so you could say that's the other side. But it does. It's not a clear... It's still not clear to me. What does it mean you have to hear it? It doesn't sound like a good definition to me. There's no it.
So,
now, it's according to the way we're saying it now. There's no it, per se. It's simply like... It'll be like saying by matzah. You don't have to eat it. No mitzvah by matzah to eat it. It means there's a defined cheftza that has a beginning and an end and the parameters. And now you have to take that cheftza and do something with it. Right? As opposed to saying there's certain raw material in halacha. Right? Like matzah is simply raw material. There's a certain halachic substance. And that is a mitzvah of asiyah to that substance. By matzah there's an asiyah of achila, a maisa of achila, right? But there's no, it's sort of like, it's like, there's no, it's not a beria, there's no entity. There's just substance. Right?
It is defined by you.
Your mitzvah is a maisa of achila of a certain kind of a substance. The shear is not in defining the thing. You don't need a kezias of matzah because you'll say anything because less than a kezias is not a shame matzah. Right? And you don't say when you ate the kezias of matzah, now I ate it. Means to say no, matzah is a certain type of a substance. And there's a mitzvah of an asiyah, of achila. And when is my achila complete? At a kezias. Right? So there's nothing more to talk about. I'm not viewing it as an entity. Right? It's like that's the difference between a beria and not a beria, right? In your day, you say if a beria falls into a taroves, if you have kosher food, and a treif beria falls in, it's not bottle. So what's a beria? Generally speaking, it's like a whole bug or something that's whole, right? So the Rishonim say What's a test if something is a barrier or not? If you split it in half, does it change its name? Does it lose its shame when you split it in half? Okay? So, for instance, if you had an ant, you have an entire insect, so it has a shame. When you cut it in half, it's half of that thing. It's different now.
But it's everything.
But if you have a piece of meat, you cut it in half, what do you have? A piece of meat. Right? So that means to say that you view it as substance. Some things you view as substance, and some things you view as defined entities. Okay? Matzah is just a substance. I have to eat matzah. How much matzah do I have to eat? A shir achila. I just have to get to the point where it has a shem achila. Right? But there's no beria of matzah that I have to consume. By the way, that's why in the Torah, Midaraisa, if you consume a beria, you get malchus, no matter what. Because that's nachil in terms from the side of the entity. From the side of the entity, it's a consumption because it's a qualitative change. A qualitative entity is consumed. So that's nachila from the side of the entity. But if it's just substance, you have to have a shir, an asiya. Okay?
Thing.
No, you see, even according to this way, the Shmia doesn't do everything. The Shmia doesn't do everything. For instance, if a person were, let's say somebody were blowing a tekiah, right? And somebody would stick his fingers in and out of his ears. He couldn't turn it into a shvarim. Right? Because there's two things. There's the coal itself, and then there's your maisa of shmiya. So there still is a din of production of the coal, right? The other thing is, you have to do a shmiya of the coal to the coal. So if there can be a psul in the production. If I don't produce, if my asiyah of the coal starts balayla, so that I'm lacking in my production of the coal. But even though I produce the coal, if I produce a long coal, then what? Then as long as I hear it to the shear of the tekiah, on Yotzei. Yotzei. So let's follow through the Gemara. So the Gemara says, according to this, then what? If this is true, the Gemara says, then you should be able to take one tekiah and break it into two. Right? Isn't that what the Gemara says next? It says, if this is really true, then why can't you take one tekiah and actively listen to the first half for the close of my last set, and then listen to the second half for the beginning of my second set? Now the kasha at least makes sense. The kasha makes sense. Beginning of the second set. So what does the Gemara answer? The Gemara says, you're right, in Echinami is a good idea. The only thing is, what? Psuki tikiyoso mea dodi lo paskinam. So what's that answer? See, the Gemara is saying like this. The Gemara is saying, even though the mitzvah is shmiya, according to you, the mitzvah is shmiya, and therefore you can view shmiya like an activity apart from tekiah. Right? You could say, he was tokeya earlier, and I didn't hear it. Right? But he's continuing to produce a good entity of kol. Right? Now I come in the middle and I'm shomeya what I need. Right? That's good. Because why? Because I'm saying the shmiya is like an activity. It's like an action. Right? I'm taking the substance of the kol that's being produced and I am processing it with shmiya. I'm shomeya. I'm internalizing it with shmiya. Right? So he's saying it's true that you can apply the Maisa Shmiya to the Shir Tekiah if it's less, then you don't need to be, it doesn't need to be commensurate with the Tekiah. Right? You don't need to hear the whole entity. You just need to do a Shmiya for, the Shir Tekiah. Correct? So it's true that you can treat that you're viewing shmiya like an action. He's saying, but that doesn't mean that the shmiya is in your control. You understand? Doesn't mean the shmiya is in your control. So you can't. When we say Shmiya is like a Maisa, all we mean to say is that as long as you're a Shomeya of the right amount, as long as you're a Shomeya for a Shir of Tekiah on an entity of Tekiah, you're Yotze. Right? That's all we mean to say. But we don't mean to say that you can take Shmiya and make it like an active process and say, I'm going to listen half and then stop and then listen to the second half. You understand? There's a limit there's a limit to the idea of shmiya like a maisa. It is still involuntary. So lo mafsakinan, you can't just think in your mind and say, I'm going to do two maisa shmiya. You can't. It will, in terms of the duration of the maisa, that will by force follow the tekiah. So if it's one long tekiah, it's going to be one shmiah. That's it. There's nothing you can do about it. All we meant before by saying that you only need to hear half is that the mitzvah is the activity of shmiah for you. So therefore, you can hook into it halfway through. You understand? But we're not saying that Shmiyas Kol Shofar is like a Maisa. We're only saying it in the sense that you don't need to hear it. You just have to be a Shomeya of the Shir of Tekiah. But it's not going so far to say that it's like a Maisa Shmiya. Yeah. It's the same shmiya. Now, as if it follows the production. If the production keeps going, then the shmiya keeps going. There's no way you can stop it. It's not like achila. I could say, I could halfway through after the kazayas, I could say I'm done. I don't want to. Okay, and then I change my mind. Okay, I'm going to eat for another mitzvah, right? Even if you're going to say that shmiyah is like an asiyah insofar as being yotzei with mikzas hakol, we're not saying that shmiyah is truly an asiyah, that you can willfully engage and disengage and say I'm shomea now b'toras this, and then I'm going to be shomea new maisa shmiyah for the other half. It's only insofar as you don't need to hear the whole thing that we're considering it like a maisa. But we're not considering it like a maisa in reality that you can start and stop by your will. But what about this? Let me ask this question. What if the guy blew a really long tekiah and the guy listened to the first half, ran out, and then came back in, right? Is that what you're thinking?
I was thinking like that.
Right. That would be the difference between me and you were saying. Right? According to me, it could be anechanami, be yotze. If you help him, this havmin, that mixas tekiah is good. But you're saying, according to what you're saying, it would not be yotze. Right? Now it is possible, to learn like you're learning, that it is a cheftza, and to say you don't have to listen to all of it. That I would accept. You understand? If you wanted to go the route of saying it's like an entity of kol, and the shmiyah just relates to it, then you have then the havamina would be, even though you didn't hear the shir even. But to say you heard the shir wouldn't help you. You understand? Either miktas shmiyah relates you to it, or it doesn't relate you to it. A shir is not going to be anything but greater than miktas. It's just a bigger miktas. So there is a sheet like that. I think the Ritva, the Rashba, they quote the Tosfos HaRosh, that they want to learn the question in the by the Chatzotros, that even if he didn't hear the Shir Tekiah, but there was a kosher entity of Tekiah, and he was Shomea it. And he didn't have to hear all of it to relate to it. As long as he was part of it, he's considered relating to it. But catch it by its toe. It's good enough. But if you're going to say it's an entity, and you have to hear dafka the shear of it, I don't see that's neither here nor there. I don't see that this is here or there. Right? That would be a different idea. That the havamina would be that you have to be mitzuraf to the entity through the tziruf of shmia. So as long as the entity exists and you shomea miksas, that would be a tziruf of shmia. Right? Now, Lamaskana, neither one of these havaminas works out, really. I mean, there's one day that holds, if you heard the... Well, that's something different, actually. Yeah. Well, it's a problem in the mitzvah. I mean, this is a problem in the definition, in how to define this mitzvah. Because shmiyah, how do you define an asiyah of shmiyah? The mitzvah is lishmoa. How is the halacha formulating a mitzvah of lishmoa? It's not an action. It's not normally thought of as an action. It's not normally thought of as an action. It just happens memela. Shmiyah happens memela. Right? Lishmoa. So they're saying that that what? Lishmoa, that's what I'm trying to say. According to this havmina, is still taking that the mitzvah of lishmoa follows the tzura of an asiyah. It still follows the tzura of an asiyah, in the sense that there is a, it's halachically, there's a, it's like a duration of an activity of shmiyah. It's not producing a kol and recognizing it through shmiyah, but it's shmiyah like an activity. So if you define shmiyah like an activity, it's on what? So that's an activity on a substance. The kol is like the substance, and the shmiyah is like the activity. So as long as I produce the kol, I produce the right entity, and I did the right activity, I'm yotzei. But saying you can't take this so far as to actually make it like a real mice, that's not that we're saying when you will to hear, that's like an action of hearing, because then I could break it up into two. That's what I'm saying. You can't go that far. That far you can't go. You can structure the tzura like an asiyah, to say you don't have to hear the whole thing. But we can't. We're not endowing it with. We're not saying that you're now endowed with asiya as a maisa. You see, there is a piece. Didn't we do it last year in Harei Kedem? He has the possibility that. See, the other way to look at it is like this. If you want to say that you're not Yotzei Mixas Tekiyah is no good, is to look at it somewhat like this. That even though the mitzvah is Lishmoa, Shmia is not a Maisa. Remember this piece we did in, I think it's in Harei Kedem. Shmia is not a Maisa. Right? So the Maisa that Shmia relates to is the Tekiyah. So this really, and the kiyum of the ma'isa is the shmiya. Okay, so in other words, lishmoa kol shofar, what does that mean? It means the Torah demands of you to produce a kol, to produce the kol. Right? And when you've heard it, that's the completion of the production of the kol. Okay. I have to look at it again, but if you'd go along that route, that's like Ben Simhon was saying. Then you'd have to have the shmiya commensurate with the asiya. If the shmiya is just completing the tekiya, right? Then you can't come in the middle. Then you can't come in the middle. In other words, if you're going to try to work it out that the mitzvah of shmiya really means that you have to relate to a tekiyah as a you have to relate to a maisa. That's what because there are certain problems in shofar. For instance, you have to have kavana. The mashmiya and the shomea has to have kavana. Right. Even if you hold Mitzvah Zayin Svichas Kavana, it seems that they both have to have Kavana. Right. That's the problem with the Rambam. He doesn't see this question. When Rambam says you have to have Kavana, and when I say the I think the Rav Chaim has a thing. It's not because he holds Mitzvah Svichas Kavana, but it's because you have to be related to the even the Shomei has to be related to the Kol, to the production of the Kol. Understand? Even the Shomei, it's not purely a Mitzvah of Shmiya. It also takes in the asiya. So then, like we were saying before, asiya is mitchila v'yad sof. So then you can't have, if shmiya requires you to relate to the asiya as well, then you can't, there's no such thing as a half an asiya. Right? Alright, leave it alone.